begin today with ice hockey, and the Czech Republic came last with only 1 point in Finland's Karjala Cup, one of four competitions in the Euro Hockey Tour. The remarkable thing is that the Czechs went in front in all three of their games and ended up losing each one. After defeat to Sweden and the hosts, the Czech Republic led Russia after 9 minutes on Sunday through goals from Jan Bullis and Pavel Brendl. But once again that lead evaporated and they were beaten 4-3 in overtime by the tournament winners. Czech coach Vladimír Růžička shared his thoughts with reporters after Sunday's game.
I think we didn't disappoint today in terms of how we played, but hockey is all about goals. We scored fewer of them, and we have to get ready for the next tournament. These tournaments are very evenly balanced, and now a tough tournament faces us in Russia, maybe even tougher than this one.
The Channel One Cup takes place in Moscow in the middle of December. It'll be the final competition for the Czech hockey team ahead of the Winter Olympics in Vancouver in February.
Už mi prostě není 30 let. Holt už mi je prostě 35.
The decathlete Roman Chebrila sings "I'm not 30 anymore, I'm 35" in a humorous performance at the Czech Athlete of the Year Awards in Prague on Saturday night. He was a five-time winner of the main prize, though his mantle has now passed to Barbara Špotáková, with the javelin star this year taking the award for the third time in a row. The women's world record holder this year took silver in the javelin at the World Athletics Championships in Berlin, becoming the only member of the Czech team to take home a medal. And Špotáková's coach, Rudolf Černý, was named Trainer of the Year for the fourth time in succession. Finally, football, and the big game in the Czech league at the weekend was the top-of-the-table clash between Teplice and Jablonec. Both teams had been on 29 points going into Saturday's game, with Teplice only ahead thanks to superior goal difference. But now they've got a rather more substantial lead after a 1-0 home win. The only goal of that match was a curious one, with the shot by Adin Mahmutovic rocketing off the crossbar and then going in off Teplice keeper Michal Spitt. That's all the sport for today.